My guest at this time is Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, a Republican representing the Centennial State's 4th Congressional District. He is also the author of Draining the Swamp, How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think. We've asked him to comment on the more than $1 trillion spending bill agreed to in the last few days by Republican and Democratic leaders and the president to keep the government funded through September. And Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
As far as I know, the vote on this hasn't actually happened yet. Some are calling it a big win on both sides of the aisle. Republicans like Mike Pence, Mitch McConnell pointing to more military spending, more money for the border, cutting back in EPA. The Democrats believe a lot of their priorities were funded. They're glad that the Republicans didn't get their way on sanctuary cities and Planned Parenthood and border wall funding and so forth. So is this a big loss, a big win, the best you can get? What happened here?
It's a big loss, and it's not the best we can get. The people of America elected a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican in the White House, and we should be reflecting Republican values, and this bill does not reflect Republican values. If we're going to increase military spending, which I think is justified at this point, we've got to find places to cut, not just add more spending. So President Obama had a rule that if you want a dollar for military spending, he wanted a dollar for social spending. We have increased spending across the board in ways that are just unfair to future generations. And I think that the people who put this bill together are wrong. It went through the wrong process. It was 1,657 pages that were dumped on us just a couple of days ago. And it is not the way to govern in this country.
And you talk about that a little bit in your book, Draining the Swamp, that one of the big contributors to the swamp are these omnibus spending bills where a lot gets crammed in there. It's not done through regular order, so the relevant committees don't have time to really comb through it. So it sounds like you're saying this is both a result of the process and perhaps also a result of caving. Is that fair to say?
It is absolutely fair to say. Last year, we incurred $600 billion of debt in a bipartisan omnibus bill. I was told recently that it will take $2 trillion to pay off, to service the debt of that $600 billion. So this bill is even more deficit spending. Between last year and this year, we will have incurred $4 trillion of expenses to pay off the debt just in 2 years. We are going downhill very fast, and this bill is irresponsible.
We're talking with Colorado Congressman Ken Buck. And, sir, it's not just conservatives like you on the Hill. There are many people I've talked to around the country who are kind of throwing up their hands at this point and saying there's a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican president, and it's the Democratic minority in the Senate that ends up calling the shots on a lot of this stuff. When do conservatives win?
Conservatives win when our leadership in the House says we are going to pass 12 appropriations bills, send those to the Senate, and make them do their job. If Chuck Schumer wants to filibuster and hold things up in the Senate, that's their problem. That is not the problem of the House. And the Senate either needs to get rid of the filibuster and go with a 51-vote majority, or they need to let the Senate filibuster and hold those Democrat senators accountable. What I think we should be arguing over right now is whether we're going to fund border security, fund a physical structure on our border. And if Chuck Schumer wants to filibuster that issue, I think the American people will know exactly who's on which side and why government is being shut down.
Another issue that has people frustrated is the explanation from some that this is a temporary funding bill. When we get to the full appropriations process later this year, that's when we'll drop the hammer. This one's just to keep everything functioning. We've got big legislative priorities on health care and tax reform, and we don't want to break whatever momentum we've got going on that front. What's your response to that argument?
I have heard that for 2 years as a congressman. I heard it for the 2 years before that when I was a candidate. And I would imagine that if I am here another 3 or 4 years, I will hear the same thing. We're always going to fix this problem tomorrow. We're not going to fix the problem today. Today is the time when we fix this problem. This is the bill, the first chance we've really had to show the American people that there is a difference between the Obama administration and the Trump administration, between Harry Reid as a Senate Majority Leader and Mitch McConnell as a Senate Majority Leader. And if we're going to make that clear distinction for the American people so they know when they go to the polls they're going to be voting for more spending or less spending, we should make that with this bill.
One of the reasons this debate's even happening right now is because Republicans insisted on the new president having the chance to set some spending priorities at this point in the year rather than letting President Obama dictate or at least have a major role in what would happen up until the end of the fiscal year. So what was the goal stated at the time of as to what this bill would look like now compared to what we're actually seeing?
No, you made a great point. The reason that we didn't pass a two-month continuing resolution last fall was because we wanted a president in place. We wanted his administration in place. We wanted his priorities in place. And that's not what happened. And so we fought hard to get a longer CR, continuing resolution, so that we could now work on the spending bill. And we get to this point. And frankly, the appropriators in the House and the Senate have just failed to do their job.
The president has said he will sign it. Does that disappoint you?
I don't know that the president has much choice at this point. He has said that he considers this bill a mess. I agree with him. He has said that a shutdown in September would be better than a bill like this, and hopefully he can exert some pressure and get a better spending bill in September.
And what's your expectation on that? We know from recent years that even with the Republicans in majority, that the filibuster did happen in the Senate when Harry Reid was the Democratic leader. You explained what you think ought to happen there with Republicans holding the line. What do you think will happen come September?
I hope what will happen is that the House will pass appropriations bills and the Senate will be left trying to get those bills passed. And if we have another spending bill that looks like this, I think the American people are going to be very upset because they don't have anywhere else to turn right now. They've seen trillion-dollar debts accumulate with President Obama in a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and now they're seeing hundreds of billions of dollar debts with a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate. They don't have anywhere to turn at this point, and I think that the frustration is going to grow.
Follow up on that if you can, sir. I know you've had the chance to be home quite a bit in the last few weeks, so what are you hearing from folks there about what's getting done in Washington and what they're seeing being rolled out?
Well, I hear frustration on both sides of the aisle. When I go to town hall meetings and Democrats stand up, they're frustrated that the Republicans are changing the Affordable Care Act. When I go to meetings and hear from Republicans, I hear their frustration over the inability to deal with spending while we have control over Congress and the White House. And so there's frustration on both sides of the aisle in America.
And finally, sir, we're pretty sure the votes are there for the spending bill. Obviously, a lot is in flux with the health bill. What's your gut feeling on whether that'll get out of the House soon?
It's a great question. Every day I open the newspaper, I see another Republican liberal that has decided not to support it, and I just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, we'll keep watching. I know you will as well. Thank you, sir, very much for your time, as always.
Thank you. Take care.
Absolutely. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck represents his state's 4th Congressional District, also the author of Draining the Swamp, How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.